Blackstone Publishing presents 3:10 AM by Nick Pirog. This book is read by Jamie Rennell. Chapter 1.
Rise and shine.
Lassie opens one eye. He has some gunk in the corner near his nose, and I wipe it away with my thumb. He shakes his head, then rests it down on my chest. Come on, buddy. We have stuff to do.
Meow.
10 more minutes. We've been asleep for 23 hours. Well, I had. I couldn't speak for Lassie, though I was nearly certain he was curled up on my chest the entire time. I brush the cat off and stand up. The clock on the dresser screams that 1 minute of my day has already elapsed. I pick up my phone off the bedside table and read Ingrid's text. She won't be able to stop by. She just wrapped up a homicide-suicide investigation and needs to catch up on some sleep. But she will see me tomorrow for sure. Smiley face. Tomorrow is October 7th, Ingrid's and my 6-month anniversary. Though I saw her 2 days earlier, it feels like I haven't seen her in weeks. I am toying with the idea of asking her to move in with me. I made her a key a couple months back, which is one of the few things accomplishable at 3 in the morning, and she uses it when she stops over once or twice a week. But 2 hours a week isn't enough. I wanted her for all 7. I pad to the kitchen and pull out a bowl of cereal Isabel prepared for me. I peel off the saran wrap and pour in the measured glass of milk. Not only does Isabel cook and clean, she also finds small ways to save me time. My toothbrush, laid out with toothpaste on it, the microwave, preset for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, the exact time needed to heat her famous enchiladas. Lassie's food bowl, filled and covered in the refrigerator. Headphones and running shoes laid out next to the door, the NASDAQ and Dow closing numbers written on a sticky note next to the computer. The seconds she buys me would mean nothing to the average person, but to me, each second is the Mona Lisa. I eat the cereal, a banana, and a peanut butter protein shake and watch 4 minutes of Game of Thrones. My dad turned me on to the series 8 months earlier, and I was up to episode 4 of season 2. At 3:07 a.m., I check my stocks on E-Trade. I dump a couple thousand shares of a floundering pharmaceutical company and pick up an equal amount of corn futures, which is a huge gamble, but has big upside potential. There is a soft chime, and I answer my father's call on Skype. My father is as frumpy as ever. Big glasses sliding down his nose, receding gray hair running as fast as possible away from a big shiny forehead, a white mock turtleneck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?